You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. Right back to the hardwood we go. This time the hardwood in Harpersville as the red and white of Groton, the Lady Indians, will be taking on the Harpersville Lady Hornets, fresh from their Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship on Saturday, their fourth straight to be certain and to be accurate. And it is the first round of the sectionals, and we've got sectional boys updates, and of course, we can forecast for the girls as well. It will be a very, very interesting game tonight as it's sort of equal opportunity with Groton. I'll tell you more about that as we get going. And of course, we know the star power of the Harpersville Lady Hornets, and we'll talk about that all as we get going with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. Brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, with all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. The phone number is 563-4311. The folks at Chambers and O'Hara wish Coach Jennifer Race and the Groton Lady Indians and Kurt Ahrensbeck, coach of the Harpersville Lady Hornets, their players and fans of both teams the best in tonight's Section 4 ballgame. And our Section 4 broadcast rights are granted to us by Section 4 in Southern Tier, New York, so any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We're about 11 minutes away from the start of everything, so we'll take our first break, and when we come back, talk a little bit about Groton, get to know the girls there, and the coach Jennifer Race, as well as the Harpersville Hornets. So stick around. It's Section 4, first round Class C girls basketball live on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And we watched both teams warming up. Remember, this is the gym that there's a scoreboard on only one side. And, of course, that will be Afton. I'm looking at Grattan and I see red and white, so I automatically found Afton. All right, it did end in O-N. That's about the only similarity. Now, Harpersville will get the home side in the second half, so they'll be facing the scoreboard in the second half. Sometimes that can be a deal maker. That could be the difference in a game when you're going to the basket where you can see the score clock. The only thing you can see on the other side is the 30-second clock that is against the wall, not over the backboard. So there's a little bit of a home advantage there. Of course, why not? Because the Harpersville Hornets, despite an 18-0 record, are only seeded third in Class C. It makes sense when you think that the top seeds, Lansing and Watkins Glen, play in the IAC, stands for Interscholastic Athletic Conference, and there are no Class D schools, D as in David schools, in the IAC anymore. There used to be. There used to be three or four. And now there are none. It's either all C's or all B's. So even though Lansing has lost once and Watkins Glen has lost twice, at least as of a week ago, Harpersville has not lost at all. But they have to play Afton, Hancock, and Deposit as far as Class C or D schools. So they lose sectional seeding points even beating those teams, as opposed to, say, Groton defeating, for example, they defeated Trumansburg. Earlier in the season, very recently, and Coach Jennifer Case told me it was their best win of the season. And as I get the Class B bracket out, I see that Trumansburg is seeded 10th, but still a larger school. You beat a Class B school, doesn't matter what the record is, you get more points than beating a Class D school. So that's what I'm talking about. Groton finishes the regular season with a record of 8 wins and 8 losses. Their league record, in which they were third in a five-team league, 4-4. But they split with Marathon, and Marathon won the small school North Division. And Marathon is seeded sixth and are playing Unitigo right now. So if Harpersville and Unitigo win tonight, they face each other here on Saturday night at most likely 7 or possibly 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If Groton pulls off the upset and Moravia holds seed, then they will play at Moravia on Saturday at 7 o'clock. So some interesting twists and turns here. We know Sydney Boys are going to face Unitigo on Friday night, and I should say, with 5 minutes to go in the warm-up, haven't talked much about either of these schools, but I must say, and I'll say it throughout the broadcast, the Unitigo-Sydney Boys game will have a set number of tickets available for the safety and the fire code regulations in that gym. I do not think there are advanced sale tickets. I believe you have to buy them at the door the night of the game. So getting there early obviously will help. And as I was kidding today on Facebook, I think the game time temperature is going to be about 87 degrees. You want the over or the under on that? It's going to be mighty warm in Unitigo. So obviously a big hype and a big, as a quarterfinal, big game at stake. And our two local teams, but at least one local team will be in the semifinals in Class C boys. Class C girls, a little different story, because Sydney girls are the number 16 seed. They're at Lansing. BG is the number 9 seed. They're out in Tioga. A lot of traveling done by the MAC schools tonight. Oxford's the 13 seed. They are at Marathon. Harpersville is here with Groton. Moravia is the team. I had said Marathon earlier. I was wrong. Moravia is hosting Unitigo. Walton and Unadilla Valley are two MAC schools playing in Walton tonight, the 7 and the 10 seed. And then Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, is hosting Thomas Edison. So IAC very strongly represented. Harpersville, the defending Class C champs. All right, back to the Groton girls. They had a list of 15 on the roster, but 5 of those are not going to be here. So they have 10 girls, 2 seniors, 3 juniors, no JV call-ups. Their leading player is Kylene Hall. She's a 6'1 junior and was in the IAC first team. Second team player is Ruth Ann Forehand, spelled like the tennis shot. She is a junior and was on the second team. honorable mention went to Stephanie Preston, a junior, and Emma Graham, a senior. There are other seniors, Ashley Keister. There are several girls that, one girl got in a car accident. There's one girl that got a concussion. There were a lot of issues, and I asked the coach, I said, you have one, two, three, four, five girls crossed off here. I said, were any of them poor choices by the girls? She said, absolutely not. I would love to have them there, and you just can't have them because they're either hurt or on a trip or some other thing. She goes, but I'll take the 10 girls I have, and we'll go to work with that. She played for Groton back in the early 90s. Might have even have done a game against Harpersville in the sectional somewhere back in the early 90s. Not sure about that. But very spirited coach. She looks forward to a good game tonight and says Harpersville may be defending champ, but we're coming in with nothing to lose. We're going to go for it. And we'll see if that 6'1 girl, Kylene Hall, who stands head and shoulders above the rest, can indeed lead her team. Now, of course, they'll go up against the likes of Miranda Drummond, Savannah Murray, Amanda Frere, Emily McElwain, Kaylee Livermore, those kind of girls. And we know that Harpersville did not have the best game in the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship in the win over Oxford. Drummond got into foul trouble. Murray got into foul trouble. A couple other girls got into, Livermore got into foul trouble. But nobody fouled out, first of all. Oxford didn't make their free throws. And Harpersville wound up smoothly getting out there and winning that game. The score, of course, was 48-27, so they did win by 21 points. We're about a minute away, and what they're going to do here for the sectionals is have the young man who's doing the shot clock, he's reading the Section 4 disclaimer with a minute to go. Very smart move, my man. And then they're going to have a recorded national anthem, and then they will announce the starting lineup for both teams. I don't know if it's alternate or one team and then the other. We'll have to see on that. But looking forward to this game tonight. Harpersville, ranked number one in Class C, hoping to maintain that and carry on the tradition of what they started this year. They have not been challenged. Actually, the biggest challenge came against Unadilla Valley and Coach Brandy Backus. All right, so we're going to take a break. The anthem will be played. Then when we come back, we will catch the starting lineup live on the Section 4 first-round Class C playoffs here at Harpersville against Groton. And we're catching it live on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And for some reason, I'm looking for my highlighter, and it's not in my bag. I had it this morning. So we are going to see the starters. Ashley Keister, a senior, we're number two. Number 10 is Emma Graham. She's the senior. 23 is Tiffany James, a junior. Kylene Hall is the 6'1 junior. Wears number 25 and number 32. Is Stephanie Preston. So Jennifer Race is the coach. So the most important thing for me is probably crossing off those girls that are not going to be here tonight. And waiting for the intro, and the Hornet just walked by me. Love these mascots. I say it over and over. All right, so now we find out. Savannah Murray gets the start. No surprise there. Excellent effort. High score the other day. Number four is Marcy Ritter. Amanda Frayer, number five. Outstanding ball game on Saturday. Kaylee Livermore, in some ways, kind of the glue that keeps this team going. And then the marquee player, only a sophomore on the mat, cross-country champion winner individually, Miranda Drummond. And before we go any further, I guess I got a lot of great mileage over one simple hello on Saturday, and that was for Arlene Hawkins, who could not be in attendance. She can't be in attendance tonight either, but I just found out she's Joanne Romachek's mother, and I've known Joanne here for many, 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 many years, at least 20, and she's been the rock that's helped me through many years here at Harpersville, and listens not only to the Harpersville games, but listens to all the WCDO sports broadcasts. So we salute Arlene Hawkins and hope that you're going to be feeling better so that you can get out and see these Hornets play another time. They need to win tonight to do it. They'll play the winner of Unitigo and Moravia on Saturday at either an afternoon game or the scheduled time of 7 o'clock, which is an athletic director's decision. All right, it's Miranda Drummond and Kylene Hall. And even though Kylene Hall is about 3 inches taller than Miranda Drummond, Drummond skied up there for the tap, and Harpersville will go to work. And a pass goes deep inside, and it's picked off by Kylene Hall. She'll bring the ball up herself. Should be interesting when a 6'1 guard in high school could be your point guard. Harpersville playing man-to-man defense. Now Drummond returns the favor. She steps in to make a steal, stumbled to the floor, was able to gather the ball in and pass it to Kaylee Livermore. Murray down to Frayer. Her shot goes behind the backboard. Part of that reason is because she was fouled. So Amanda Frayer at the line. That foul is on number 10, Emma Graham. And by the side of the crowd, I think you know what happened. Amanda makes the first free throw. Second shot is a swish as well. She was 5-for-6 in the championship game, scoring 16 points. So Frayer's 2 of 3 free throws gets Harpersville off and running, and a turnover suffered by Grattan in the corner, and that was Emma Graham who lost control of the basketball. Let's see what kind of defense Grattan has. And number 23, Tiffany James, is assigned to guard Miranda Drummond straight up. There's Murray lofting a shot from 12 feet to the right side, missed it. The ball gets tapped over to a wide-open number 2, Ashley Keister, but coming from behind, stealing the ball is Miranda Drummond. Past Ritter to Livermore. Ritter in the paint a long time. No 3-second call. Murray looks about a 3. No, she'll pass out to Frayer. Right back to Murray. Murray steps inside of the 3-point line and lofts up a 14-footer that hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Savannah Murray with her first basket. It's 4-0 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. This is the Class C first-round ball game. And Kylene Hall is committing a backcourt violation. Miranda Drummond guarding her face-to-face. Got her in the trap right in front of me. And one bounce went on that blue mid-court stripe. All right, as more fans come through. Not a big crowd. Grattan maybe has 2 dozen people here. Drummond for 3. Nothing but net again. Miranda Drummond dials long distance. It's already 7-0 with 6:05 to play. Hall going to work inside. Lost the ball to Marcy Ritter. Hall takes a big tumble. Gets back up. Sprints down court. But it's already a layup time for Drummond. But she misses it. Rebound by Tiffany James, and then a steal by Miranda Drummond, and Drummond steps in and makes the basket this time. So 5:42 to go. It's 9-0. Harpersville in one of their typical first quarter spurts that they did not have on Saturday. Turnaround for Hall. Short. Partially blocked. Rebound Murray. She's going to dribble it down. Murray waiting for the last second to pass or shoot. Nope. She's going to bring it back out to Frere. She's open. Left side three-pointer. Off the mark. Rebounded by Stephanie Preston, the junior for Groton. Groton in their red uniforms with white letters, numbers, and trim. James passes low to Hall. Hall, the turnaround is met with a foul. Looks like Miranda Drummond might have committed that foul as she tried to block the shot of Kylene Hall. Groton still looking for their first points almost 3 minutes into the game. 5:06 left. We hope to get Unitigo Moravia updates for you. And Kylene Hall puts Groton on the board at the 5:06 mark with a free throw. 9-1. Second shot is good. She's got a nice touch at the line. 2 for 2, and it's 9-2. Frere gets the long pass from Murray. Goes, and Mount Murray takes the long three-point shot. Missed it. Hall with a rebound. She's going to bring it up the court with the left hand. Thought about a pass to number 12, Ruth Ann Forehand, who's in the ballgame. From the corner, missed by Graham. Lead pass up ahead to Murray. The right-hand layup is good. Well, this is the Harpersville I'm used to seeing. Emma Graham all the way up the court. Bank shot with the right side, missed it. Rebound James, and she's fouled. So now a little sloppy on the Hornets' part. 11-2 the score with 4:30 left in the first quarter. So at the line is number 23, Tiffany James. Shot is good. Well, by the first three free throws taken by Groton, one thing we can ascertain here is that they are a pretty good free throw shooting team, at least in the early going. Second shot is up, and of course I say that, and they miss. So 11-3, Harpersville, never been threatened. The pass to Frere, she's open on the left side for three. Off the rim, no good. Batted out and into the hands of Kaylee Livermore. They'll start the offense again. Drummond on the right side, she'll go for three. Nothing but net. Miranda Drummond with 8 points, and Coach Jennifer Race wants timeout. She'll take a 30. 4:10 to play. It's 14-3 Harpersville. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Girls Basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
14-3, Harpersville leads Groton, but Groton does a nice job of getting the ball up and a long distance layup, if you will, by number 12, Ruth Ann Forehand, but she misses the layup. And then the long pass on the other side out of the reach of Marcy Ritter. It'll be Groton's ball again. Harpersville tried to put the clamps down with a full court press, and Groton with one quick flick got past it, and they'll do it again with a layup made by Stephanie Preston. That's their first field goal. Nothing like a press buster. And nearly a steal by number 12, the same girl that came in recently, Ruth Ann Forehand. She's the one that went all the way down the court and then missed the lefty layup. Looks like substitution. It'll be Emily McElwain, the super sub for the Lady Hornets, coming in replacing Marcy Ritter. Savannah Murray has Forehand all over her. A long pass that somehow got through the paint. That is a shot by Livermore that misses. That never should have happened. And a steal applied, well, tried for, I should say, by Amanda Frere, but she's going to be called for the foul. It'll be Groton's ball. Groton doing a nice job. Coach Case has a nice way of breaking the press. They've converted one of two press-breaking layups. Hall fakes the three, goes in and shoots the two, partially blocked by Drummond. And it goes, the ball on the rebound goes out of bounds, touch left by Tiffany James. The Groton Lady Indians, 4-4 in the regular season, 8-8 overall. They had two big wins this year, one over Marathon, who won their division, and one against Class B Trumansburg. Drummond backs up. Thought she had a three, but the referees say a two. So she's got 10 points. That's more than she had all of Saturday when her points really weren't all that crucial. There's a driving layup by Emma Graham that misses on the right baseline. Drummond, as soon as the double team comes, passes off to Murray. Crossover dribble, misses the inside shot. Picked up by Emma Graham for Groton. Got a big, bulky brace on the right side. There's an easy shot made by Tiffany James. I say easy because nobody had her, and all she had to do was put it up from about 4 feet away, and she did. Murray, a runner on the other side for the Hornets, and she's got 6 points. It's 18-7. So forehand, going to bring the ball over half court, and Coach Case really means what she says when it's equal opportunity. Everybody touches the ball. Everybody brings the ball up the court. Everybody gets to shoot. We have no superstars. But their tall player, Kylene Hall, at 6'1", she is a first-team player. Groton has since turned the ball over. They'll push the ball into McElwain, Harpersville does. Back to Freyer, back to Murray at the top. And now a diagonal pass to Drummond, but she missed it, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. She's got a quick dozen. It's 20-7, under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Murray double-teaming with Livermore, lost the ball, and Harpersville will get it. The person that lost it, Ruth Forehand, was dribbling into double-team, and that's dangerous. Drummond faking the shot and then having to see Tiffany James come right up on her body. That's a foul, non-shooting. Second foul on Groton. The inbounds pass comes to Drummond. She fakes the three, stops at the elbow, and perfect form. And Drummond is in pretty good form right now with 14 points. She's doubled the Groton output by herself. 8 points by teammates. It's 22-7. More of the typical Harpersville first quarter. There's a steal by Emily McElwain in the paint. Outlets to Murray. Murray, you know, trying to keep this up-tempo offense. Drummond hit from behind as he catches the pass. The foul will be, I think, on Tiffany James for a second time. Yep. Well, she'll come out, replaced by Ashley Keister, who started the game. Murray way up top for Freyer, into the corner. A set play. Murray, three-pointer. Bang! Boom! Murray has 9 points. That's as easy as it gets right there. A give and go that misses by Graham. The follow-up, and I have no idea who scored that. I think it was Stephanie Preston. And the layup inside by Miranda Drummond. I can't even keep up with it. 16 points for Drummond, amazing. 27-9, and she's missed a couple inside. Pass, up, shot, missed. Looking for a foul that will be on the other 32, and that's Stephanie Preston's first foul for Groton. So it's Livermore, Murray, Freyer, McElwain, and Drummond. Murray looking for Drummond, just beats that pass, or the defender. Inside Freyer, scoop to the hoop, no good. Livermore right in front on the rim and, well, not on the rim, but under the rim, and puts it up over the rim. Kaylee Livermore's first basket, 29-9. This is Harpersville at their best right now. James Wow, wild pass almost the backcourt. Forehand to the left for Graham. Graham throws up a three, banks it in. Well, that can't hurt, and that ends the quarter. 29-12 is the score. They've scored a lot in the first quarter all season long. Tonight's no exception. 29-12, Harpersville. First quarter action done. You're listening to Section 4 of Playoff Basketball in Harpersville live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, a lot of teams get 29 points in a game. Harpersville got 29 points in the first quarter and only took two free throws. They made three three-pointers, 29 points in all, led by Miranda Drummond, 16. Groton will have the ball to start the second quarter. And 12 points isn't bad, you know? 12 points really isn't that bad, but I guess Harpersville, that's 17 points left. So the pass goes in to Kylene Hall, who turns around and misses, and then she gets to put it up and in off a ricochet, so she got life a little easier for herself. She's got 4 points. Stop and pop for Murray at the foul line. I don't think Savannah Murray's even hit the rim yet on her shot. She's got 11 points, including a three-pointer, and they've all swished through the net, 31-14. Harpersville just in that groove where defensively they're very sound. They take advantage of opponents' mistakes, and then they transition into offense very quickly. Very few set plays tonight for the Hornets. Nice give and go, and Drummond, though, touched it last for Harpersville. Groton running a pick and roll. Almost had a nice offensive set there. All right, number 12 is Ruth Ann Foran. She's an honorable mention all-star, second-team all-star, but did not get the start tonight. She'll bank one in. One basket for Groton has not been identified. I gave it to somebody just to see, but at halftime I'll run over and get that straight. Long pass up ahead to Forehand, and she's traveling. She was in between. I feel bad for her. She was in between, do I dribble or do I not dribble? And she just went in with authority, and referees caught it. 3-on-2 break. McElwain, her pass is deflected and stolen. So up the floor comes Emma Graham for Groton. Groton off the double team. It's going to be Ashley Keister. Her shot is blocked, but there's also a foul, and that's on Amanda Frere for Harpersville, her second. Both teams with four on the scoreboard. 6:41 to go in the first half. 31-16, Harpersville. Ashley Keister taking an awful long time before setting and shooting. Missed it. Groton made their first three. I made a compliment. They've missed two since then. All right, Keister, locked and loaded. Shoots, and it's too long. And the rebound to Kaylee Livermore. And it's stolen away by Kylene Hall, and the hook shot missed. Semi-hook shot. Drummond with a rebound, looks up court, has a wide-open McElwain. No look pass to Frere, missed it though. McElwain winds up with the benefit of the rebound and basket. Emily McElwain did a nice job. A no-look pass Almost steal by Frere. In the corner for Keister. Keister backing in on Murray. Now from the corner, the shot missed by forehand. The rebound one, the rebound two. First it was Preston, then it was James, or Graham rather. So 33-16, 6 minutes even to go. And on the run comes Savannah Murray up the floor after the turnover. Frere stops and pops, 8 feet away, missed it, gets her own rebound. Her momentum carried her forward. A three-pointer by Murray. Oh, a miss. That's different. 33-16. Pratt still playing with a lot of energy. Look at him attack the rim, and forehand misses after going underneath. The ball put up and in by Stephanie Preston. And that's either 4 or 6 points for her. I still think she's the one that scored the mystery basket. 33-18. Give and go to Frere. Inside, blocked from behind by Kylene Hall. Or Kayleen. No, wait, I was right. Kylene. There is a Kayleen Conklin. Spelled K-A-Y-L-E-A-N. This one is Kylene, K-Y-L-E-N-E. Murray. Entry pass to Marcy Ritter, who's in the game now. Back to Frere. To Livermore, to Frere, to Murray. They swing it around. Drummond, no look pass to Ritter. Blocked by Hall. So Kylene Hall using the 6-1 frame and long arms to block a few shots. 6 seconds on the shot clock. My goodness. Amanda Frere simply cut to the basket. I don't even know if that was a set play. Livermore hit her with the pass. 35-18. High post, stolen away by Frere. Hall with a nonchalant entry. And Livermore will finish for Harpersville. You hear the cheers. They just keep on coming here on the Harpersville side. 37-18. Now the largest lead of the game. It was a 17-point lead at the end of the first quarter. There's a foul on the play. Looks like possibly a Groton push on Emma Graham. That's her second foul. Number 24 is in the ballgame now for Harpersville. One of my favorite names to pronounce, Tatiana Sosnowski. And Groton continues to play man-to-man. Harpersville continues to play the offense against the man-to-man. Marcy Ritter got the shot blocked by Kylene Hall. 20 on the shot clock. Frere will inbounds this time. They set up a 1-4. Comes out to Murray. Open for three. And, oh, it's in and out. The magic may have disappeared briefly. Kylene Hall. Foul from behind by Marcy Ritter. She stopped abruptly because she was about to lose the basketball. And Marcy ran right into the back of her. All right, 4:12 to go, 37-18. Groton with the ball, and nice play by Amanda Keister because the ball was going to go out of, well, it was going to be stolen by Harpersville. She got it back, and then she lost it. So forget what I said. It's Harpersville's ball. 4:07 to go in the first quarter. By the way, Unitico is out to a 7-4 lead against Moravia in the early going of their ball game. There's Murray for three. No, not this time. Rebounded by Stephanie Preston. Up the floor she comes. She's at the top of the key. Nobody guarding her. Hall going to drive hard right side. Good shot. Kylene Hall with the basket. She's got six. 37-20. Respectable offense by Groton. Inside Frere. Way too hard on the shot. Rebounded by Keister. Keister right up the middle. Now a crossover dribble. Guarded by Murray. Murray thinking about a steal. Overplaying her. Hall passes down low. Sosnowski trying for the steal. Picked up, though, by forehand. Now it's a shot up and missed by Graham and then followed up by Preston, but I think there's a foul before that. And that foul's going to be on Savannah Murray. You could just read the body language of Savannah Murray. She's trying for a steal against her opponent. Sosnowski and Ritter come out. Looks like Drummond is back. Livermore is back. Oh, my gosh, an inbound play stolen by a leap with Frere. Frere dribbles all the way down, passes to Drummond, and Drummond, who had been silent in the second quarter because she'd been sitting out, scores. She's got 18 points. It's 39-20, and the Hornets slapping skin with the guys on the first row, in the first row. Another foul on Savannah Murray, who has that look of wonderment. Me, again? And that means that she turns to see Coach Kurt Ahrensbach. Remind her, she's got two. And the other number two is Ashley Keister. She was 0-for-2 at the line in her last tries. This one will miss. So 0-for-3 for Keister. Drummond and McElwain switch places along the foul lane. 2:55. And the second shot is no good. 0-for-4. And a foul on the rebound, I think, by Stephanie Preston. Now we got an update from Moravia, and it's 8-6 Unitigo at the end of the first quarter against Moravia. 8-6, Unitigo leads Moravia. Remember, Unitigo is the 11th seed, and they finished the season on a downer. They just couldn't get it together. Lost to Oxford by getting shut out in the fourth quarter. So this is definitely a ray of hope for the Mid-State Athletic Conference and Unitigo, because if Unitigo can beat Moravia on what would be considered an upset, they would play Harpersville if Harpersville holds on here. All right, another foul. This one is also on Tiffany James. Picked up her third. Or is it 32? I saw 3 and a 2. Yep, I was right. Always go with your gut instinct. Frere at the line to shoot. 1 and 1. Amanda Frere with 5 points. Both teams are over the limit as far as the bonus goes. Drummond could not save it as the shot was missed. That's the first miss by Harpersville from the line. Oh, through a screen went Miranda Drummond. A lot of contact there. Shot from the baseline. Somehow banked in from the baseline. That was an uh-oh basket. 40-22. Keister's first points. Murray cross. Nice diagonal pass to Livermore. Doesn't want to force it. They back it out. Murray at the top of the key. Guarded closely by number 12, Ruth Ann Forehand, and she causes the turnover. Murray lost control of the basketball. It's going to be Grattan's ball. Grattan going to my left, facing the scoreboard. Here goes Forehand through traffic. Layup is no good, though. She has to come back in to grab it. Forehand turns the other way, kicks it back out to Keister at the foul line. Now they pass in. It was deflected. The ball bounces around. Now it's on the floor. And it looks like Drummond and James are tangled up. With 2:04 to go in the first half, it'll be Harpersville's ball. 40-22, they lead it. They've never dropped their lead to less than 15 in the second quarter. Drummond to Frere, her pass forced, and it's intercepted by Forehand. Nice aggressive play. To the right corner, Keister lets it fly way too hard. Inside the rebound, not once but twice, by number 11, Jenna Dorsey. She misses both. Rebound again missed by Preston. And then a foul. So Grattan is relentless on the offensive boards, and I'm looking over at the Grattan coach, Jennifer Case, and she's clapping for her team. She wants these juniors to get a lot of experience tonight because they are playing a much better team, but they are not backing down from the challenge, and I like that. All right, so the foul was on Jenna Dorsey. She had two cracks at the basket with offensive rebounds and missed them both. Miranda Drummond is at the line to shoot. 1 and 1, makes the first one. She's got 19. It's 41-22. If you're just tuning in, Unitigo leading Moravia at the end of the first quarter, 8-6. So their game is very low scoring, just like the semifinals in the MAC was. Drummond makes the second one, already at the 20-point mark. Her career high, I believe, is 32. Minute 27 to go, first half. To the right side for Preston. Hall kicks it in. Long shot missed. Rebounded by forehand on the weak side. And that's going to go on Livermore, I believe. Yep, they've already got 15 up on the board. That'll be Kaylee's first. She was in some foul trouble on Saturday. So minute 17, the clock stops for Ruth Ann forehand. Shot is good. She'll get another one. So that ends the drought of five missed free throws. All right, Emily McElwain sits down, and here comes my other favorite name. It is Esperanza Gutierrez. Second shot up, and good. Yeah, Ruth Ann forehand can shoot free throws. Quick pass ahead to Freyer from Murray off her hands, and into the hands of Gutierrez. She misses. Rebounded by Emma Graham. Trying to go through a double team. Lost control of the ball. Livermore has the recovery. Out to Murray with a minute to play in the first half. Freyer bounce pass to Gutierrez. Moving in. Baseline shot. Missed. And a foul, or a follow-up shot by Miranda Drummond that goes in. And that one I didn't have. I was blocked out visually, but I didn't have to guess. I knew who it was. As the foul called on Stephanie Preston of Groton, her third. She'll sit down. Replaced, I believe, Kylene Hall is back in the game. So Drummond with 22, trying to make it 23, and missed it. Rebound by Livermore. Back out to Murray, right back to Livermore. Shot from 16 feet. Good! Kaylee Livermore adds another offensive touch. 46-24 with 42 seconds to go. 21 is in the game. That's Kayleen Conklin as she lost the ball. Drummond got the shot blocked by Conklin. Hey, give her credit. She followed Drummond down and timed it perfectly. Keister across the key, keeping the dribble going. 23 seconds to go. No need for a shot clock. Well, yeah, there is. There's a second difference. Keister looked for the bounce pass down low, but knocked away by Gutierrez. So 14.6 seconds to go. They pass it into Hall. He tapped away. Recovered by Livermore. She outlets to Murray. Ooh, behind the back. Ooh la la. Pass to Miranda Drummond for an easy layup. All the attention was on Murray going behind the back. And with the buzzer sounding, just before the buzzer sounded, Murray smoothly passed on to a wide open Miranda Drummond for the layup to finish it off and make it 48-24. So they scored 29 in the first quarter, 19 in the second quarter. That adds up to 48. And again, Groton is not doing a bad job on the offense. They've scored 12 and 12. But 24 points against Harpersville is just not going to cut it. We're going to take a break. When I come back, we'll review the boys' action from last night in scores and maybe a few highlights, and then we'll look ahead to the next round. So stick around. It is 48-24, a 2-1 ratio here. Harpersville leading Groton in quest of a repeat for Section 4 supremacy in Class C, and you're listening to it live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Harry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It is time for the halftime report at Harpersville Central School, where I don't know if these were record-setting quarters or the first quarter was a record-setter, but 29 points in the first quarter en route to a 48-24 lead over number 14 seed Groton. The number 3 Harpersville Hornets undefeated at this point and looking for more, and they are playing about as well as they have played in any game this year. We go to the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO, and we're sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And like I said, they did not take long. In fact, Groton did not score until the 5:06 mark when they were a couple of free throws by Kyleen Hall. Then Harpersville just kept going, and I think it was another minute or so before the first field goal was scored by Stephanie Preston. And 29 points, my goodness, and 16 of those off the hands of Miranda Drummond, and she missed two shots inside there. She was red hot, but she still missed a couple of shots. Savannah Murray pitched in with 9 in that quarter. And in the first half, Drummond had 24 points, and that includes sitting out about 4 minutes of the second quarter. So she's got 24, which is matching the Groton total. 6 points for Kaylee Livermore, 2 for Emily McElwain, 5 for Amanda Freyer, 3 for 4 from the line. Savannah Murray has 11 points in the ballgame, and that means they've got 17 two-pointers already, 3 three-pointers all in the first quarter, and they are a respectable 5 for 7 from the free throw line. For Groton, Ashley Keister has 2 points. She's also 0 for 4 from the foul line. Emma Graham is the mystery basket scorer from before. She had a 3-pointer that was a no-brainer. I knew that one, but then she also hit a 2-pointer that I did not see physically, so I had to guess, and I went over and got it confirmed. It was Graham. All right, Ruth Ann Forehand, who is did not start in the game and is an honorable mention or second team, what is it? Second team IAC All-Star. Well, she had 4 points in the second quarter, including 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Tiffany James has a basket, 1 for 2 from the line for 3. Kyleen Hall, the 6-1 first teamer, she's got 6 points, 2 for 2 from the line, and a handful of blocks. Stephanie Preston has 2 baskets for 4. So all told, 8 field goals from 2-point range, the 1 3-pointer by Graham, 5 for 10 from the line, and 24 points, which, again, is fairly respectable, but it's only half of what Harpersville has. Last night's ball games on WCDO, of course, you heard that Sydney outlasted Oxford by the score of 46-37, going 12-16 again from the free throw line, second time against Oxford in a week. Mike Ward and Bill Kozak, double-figure scorers with 13 and 11 for Sydney, and they move on. And Hunter Sowersby with 7 big points in the fourth quarter. They now move on to play Unitiga, who had an awesome game last night from everybody. 75-63, Dan Shelton leading the way. I don't have point totals for him, but Unitiga and Sydney to face each other at Unitiga at 7 o'clock on Friday, and it's limited number of tickets available. I cannot say that enough. There might be a huge line at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon for tickets. I don't know. I know I've got a seat. Elmira Notre Dame defeated Elmira Notre Dame 71-58. I should say Elmira Notre Dame defeated Tioga at Elmira Notre Dame 71-58. They're the 3 seed and will take on Moravia, who beat Thomas Edison 72-44. In the upper bracket, Marathon, the 4 seed, defeated Lansing 51-44. Watkins Glen, the 5 seed, outlasted Odessa Montour 54-40. Bainbridge Guilford, despite being the higher seed, 8-9, it is pretty much a wash. But Union Springs came the long way and played Bainbridge Guilford and won 56-50. Brooks Harmon led the way for BG with 20 points. Austin Bowerly with 14. So Union Springs is the 9 seed. They'll take on Keegan Donovan and the high-flying Groton male Indians team. Groton, number 1 seed, 15-1, or 16-1, I guess. They're the small school North champions and the small school champions overall. They won 76-41 over Unadilla Valley. Donovan with 30 points, 6 three-pointers. It was 52-15 at the half. So Groton Union Springs on Friday at 7 o'clock at Groton, where I was last year on a Saturday with a cell phone huddled in a corner. The B Division, Norwich, gets a bye. They will play Trumansburg on Friday. Oneonta will host Waverly. And Windsor plays Suss Valley. Those are teams involving local schools. And Hancock got upset last night in the D bracket, which was a surprise. They lost. They did not have Tom Banicki, and there was no explanation given. They lost in overtime to Milford, 61-56, so the defending Class D champs are gone. And let's see. It'll be Hunter Tannersville and GMU, Milford and Edmiston, the 4 seed, Morris, the 3 seed, and Stanford, the 11 seed, also pulling off an upset, 49-42 over Davenport. And Cherry Valley Springfield defeated Jefferson last night 56-42, and their reward is they will play the South Courtright Andes combined team, and that'll be at South Courtright School on Friday night at 7 o'clock. The last update we had for Unitiga Moravia, it was Unitiga was up 8-6. We got another update now. It is 18-14. Unitiga leads Moravia 18-14 at the half. So thank you to the Marabito Fuel Group once again. I'll have to reply to Mr. Halfley to let him know what the score is here. And I think he's even going to give me Syracuse updates, too. All right, so looks like the Unitiga game is caught up to this game. And we start the second half. Here we go. For Groton, they will take over the basketball to start out. With the same, no, not the same starting five. Ashley Keister, Stephanie Preston. A running one-hander by Emma Graham that missed. Had a good chance at it. Now a double team. It will be Harpersville's ball. Let's finish that starting lineup. 12 is Ruth Ann Forehand. She did not start the game, but starting now. Stephanie Preston. Oh, Kylene Hall, number 25. She's in there. And Groton still playing man-to-man. It's Savannah Murray, Amanda Frayer, Miranda Drummond. Amanda Frayer, who misses the shot, Miranda Drummond, Marcy Ritter, and Kaylee Livermore. Same starters for Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck team. Groton knocks the ball out of bounds after a Harpersville miss. So 48-24, Miranda Drummond in the left corner. Drummond stops at the baseline, kicks it back out to Frere. They swing it around to Murray. Murray's going to drive in, stop at the foul line. Pass to a wide-open Marcy Ritter. A little bit too much oomph on that shot inside. Nice play by Murray. Drew the defense. Ritter was alone on the left side, but in her haste to get that ball up, she hit it, threw it up too hard. Marcy Ritter now with a steal. Murray looks up court for Drummond. She goes up against Hall, lays it in with the left hand, and Miranda Drummond just keeps on keeping on. 26 points. Over half of her team's output, and 2 points more than the Groton Lady Indians have right now. And the layup attempt by Ruth Ann Forehand, contested on the play by Miranda Drummond. That'll be her second foul. She was in some foul trouble in the Oxford game at Suco, but her teammates rallied around, and while she was on the bench, they extended their lead. Shot by Forehand that misses short. She'll get a second one. So barring a total Harpersville collapse, it's just going to be a matter of playing this game out and not changing a thing. Two misses there by Forehand. Drummond at the right, at the top of the key, gives off to Murray. Thought about a stop and pop, but the defense was right there. Good defense by Groton. And against Forehand, Murray puts up a shot from 15 feet on the right baseline, and it got partially blocked. So the Groton defense really has some good points. Forehand wide open, but short on the shot. Just grazed the net on the way down. And it's out of bounds. It will be belonging to Harpersville. Murray to the high post. Marcy Ritter turns, faces the basket, puts up a shot, and is fouled. So Ritter at the free throw line. The foul called on number 12. That's Forehand. It's her first foul. First one for Groton, second half. And it's the most silent this gym has been all night. Gives you a chance to collect your thoughts. Ritter misses the free throw. Marcy has not scored yet. Harpersville 5 for 8 from the free throw line so far. Second shot is short. Gets her own rebound. Nice hustle in the corner is Ritter to Drummond. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed, and they go six arms against two arms, and that's a possession arrow at the end result. 6:06 to go, third quarter. Murray to inbound. Way up for Drummond. Drummond right back to Murray on that set play. Shot good! Savannah Murray livens this Harpersville crowd again, including the Hornet mascot that runs up and down the sideline. It's got a Savannah Murray sign in its hand. 53-24. Second time Murray's hit a three-pointer on the inbounds play. Bounce pass by Forehand looking for Preston. Knocked away by Ritter. 22 on the shot clock for Groton. Lofting a pass is Kylene Hall. She catches it, turns and hits. Hall with 8 points for Groton. She's the leading scorer for the Lady Indians. Drummond inside to Livermore. Missed it. She got hit, but Marcy Ritter comes in to help out offensive rebounding-wise, and she'll get to the line. Foul on Forehand. And again in the quiet gym. This time Ritter hits it. She missed both before. Sixth player to score for the Lady Hornets. 54-26. Second shot is good. Well, all or nothing for Marcy Ritter. She missed two, then she made two. Up the floor comes Emma Graham through the legs. Draws the double team. Off to Ashley Keister. Throws one up from the right side. Missed it. Pass ahead. Drummond to Livermore. Tried to fine-tune that pass. And a timeout asked for by Coach Case with 5:22 to go in the third quarter. 55-26 Harpersville. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
As a surprise, we just got word that Hancock was victorious tonight. I'll give you more details in a second, but Hancock, representing the MAC, has won the ballgame tonight. I'm looking to see what seed they are. They're the 9 seed. They defeated Davenport tonight. So their reward is the top seed, South Courtright, Lady Rams, on Saturday. Nice driving action there by Emma Graham. A lot of dribble for her. She at least draws the foul. She couldn't get the basket. So let's catch the update. Shot missed by Graham. Looks like we have an update from Unitigo as well. 21-17, Unitigo leading Moravia with 7:48 to go in the third quarter. So if Unitigo can hold on, they're going to face the Hornets. 55-26, and they'll do it right here on Saturday. So 4:50, 55-26. The scoring pace obviously slowed right down for Harpersville until Savannah Murray shoots. Well, nope, she didn't make it. I thought that was in. That was going to be great radio right there. Layup scored on the other end by Ruth Ann Forehand. That's another cool name to say. And the foul there is on Miranda Drummond, and that's her third. Oh, check that, Livermore. I read the scoreboard too quickly. Kaylee Livermore's third foul. Marcy Ritter steps out. Emily McElwain comes right back in. Emily with a basket so far. And the old-fashioned three-point play is good for Ruth Ann Forehand. She's got 7 points and is 3-for-5 from the foul line. Drummond, crossover dribble, leads to a nice little 6-foot pop-up jumper. Drummond with 28 points. Keeping pace with Grattan. Nice layup. Oh, Kylene Hall. I thought it was going to go. She got up and over the defense. Could not get it to fall, though. Murray driving up with the left hand. Oh, she got the kind roll. Savannah Murray with 16. It's 59-29. Not much drama. A steal by Miranda Drummond. She goes with a no-look pass for Frere. A little too nonchalant. Picked off by a hustling Ruth Ann Forehand of Grattan. She not only has the steal, she comes up with the court. And the shot blocked by Frere and recovered by Frere. As Emma Graham, who took the shot, got it blocked. And now we got another update. Oh, Syracuse is up 4. Syracuse was down, apparently, to South Florida. Finished with a 17-point run to lead by 4 at halftime. But we're back here to Harpersville for the girls' game. First round Class C sectionals, 59-29. The last Section 4 game I remember doing here was against Odessa Montour last year. That was a real brawl. Pass up to Tatiana Sosnowski from Miranda Drummond. So the clock down to 3:20. The turnaround by Forehand, driving in, passing over to Hall. Her shot rims out. Rebound Sosnowski. And then the outlet to Emily McElwain. And the ball's going to trickle out of bounds with 3:02 to play in the third. We got another update from Unitigo. It is 25-21. Unitigo leading Moravia with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. We've got 3 minutes left in the third quarter here. Murray had the ball stolen away, got it back, prevented it from being stolen again, and shot by McElwain is no good. Forehand on the run, almost lost it. She's in front of the Groton bench, double-teamed, passes to Hall. Hall looking back to the left for forehand, cranks up a three, but it's way short. Nice rebound underneath by her teammate, Tiffany James, but her pass out is deflected and knocked around. Drummond goes to Sosnowski, her shot blocked by Hall. And all kinds of action now in the third quarter. Again, scoring has tailed off considerably, but still 61 points this late in the game. 21 is Kayleen Conklin in the ball game. Savannah Murray thought about a three. Good defense by Preston. And Unitigo now has taken a 28-21 lead at the end of the third quarter. Looks like we might have a local game on Saturday. Drummond cranks it up for three. She misses. Rebound again by forehand. She's got a lot of gumption. She doesn't have a whole lot of finesse, but boy, does she make things happen for Groton. Pass down low for Preston from behind, fouled by McElwain. So Hancock wins tonight, and Unitigo is winning. And looks like there's a push-off away from the inbound pass. And they call it on 23, and that's Tiffany James, and that's her fourth. There's another foul. So the referees are starting to clamp down a little bit because it is getting a bit out of hand, and that foul is called on an illegal screen on Sosnowski. Drummond will sit down, and I don't know if that's going to be for good or not, but Esperanza Gutierrez is coming to the ball game. Groton with the basketball, attacking the right side. Around Frere comes forehand. Somebody's open. It's taken and missed by James, and now a tie-up underneath with McElwain and Conklin. And the inbound comes to Hall. Bank shot is good. She used her height that time, no doubt about it. 10 points for Hall, leading score for Groton, 61-31. Driving hard is Murray. Scoop to the hoop, no good. And the rebound by Stephanie Preston. Up the right side she comes. Preston avoids the defense. Goes to Hall. 18-footer. That's going to be way off. And it was partially blocked. Traveling is the call. And the Groton girls are fighting to the end. And I got to give them a salute for that. Down to a minute 15. And the Hornet fans are still cheering it up. There's a steal, and Stephanie Preston trying to finish with a layup. She's fouled. I think again, Sosnowski. With a minute 3 to go. So the game is actually lingering as the whistle blows quite a bit. 9 fouls called in this quarter. We still have a minute to go. Shot by Preston is banked in. Preston makes just the second free throw in this quarter in 2, 4, 5 tries. Second shot. Looks like bank shot is the way she wants to go, but this one missed. James with a rebound, missed it short. McElwain for Harpersville. Gives off to Savannah Murray down to the final minute of the third quarter. Murray around the screen, little floater that hits nothing. Out of bounds, it'll be still Harpersville's ball. Touch last by Groton. 61-32, 49 seconds to go. Another substitution. Number 11 is back in there. Jenna Dorsey, the junior, for Groton. Inside, Frere gets the inbound pass and then gets fouled in the act of shooting. 48.4 seconds to go. That foul is on Kayleen Conklin of Groton, her first. Fourth team foul for Groton Indians. So at the line, Amanda Frere. She's tried free throws in each quarter. So far, 4 for 5. Make it 5 for 6. 7 points in all for Amanda Frere, 63-32. Forehand, driving on the right side. Back to the basket. Now she turns. Somebody's open. It is open, Jenna Dorsey. And a bank shot for 2. 63-34. Frere thought about driving the left side. She gets hit right away by the defender, Kayleen Conklin, again. So 27 seconds left in the third quarter. Very long third quarter it is. Into the corner goes Murray. And an opposite hand layup along the baseline. Savannah Murray with 18 points. So the defense for the Hornets keeping it sort of a matchup zone. And a steal by Murray. Murray around a screen by McElwain. Driving through traffic. Stops, gives it off with 3 seconds to go. Frere along the baseline, missed. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 65-34. And the points just keep on coming for Harpersville. 65-34. Stick around. Fourth quarter action coming up. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball, Girls Basketball, on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Just adding up all the numbers, and so far they do add up. Miranda Drummond that leads the way with 28 points. Savannah Murray with 18. And the Hornets will have the ball right in front of me to start the fourth quarter. Unitigo is still leading after three quarters. So Unitigo Harpersville matchup on Saturday is what it's looking like. And Hancock, congratulations to them on beating Charlotte Valley. There's a runner in the lane by Savannah Murray that misses. Marcy Ritter and Miranda Drummond both back in the game. Murray's shot blocked by Hall. That's about her fourth or fifth block. Livermore circles it around into the corner for Murray. That's her favorite spot, but she misses. Livermore with a long rebound to Frere for three at the top of the key. That's missed. Rebound. Oh, there's collision first. There is no rebound. And it looks like number 11 might have been called. Yep, that's Jenna Dorsey in her second. Both teams with 6 fouls. Inside Frere's double team to Livermore. One dribble and done. Now it's Murray. Murray drives the left side around Marcy Ritter, tries to pick and roll. She's not there, but it looks like somebody else was. Frere was there, but she misses. On the other side, running down quickly, forehand gets the lead pass, and she scores for her 9th point, 65-36. It is Frere from 16 feet, missed, rebound Hall. Hall likes to bring it down herself. Long pass up ahead to forehand. Not quite enough energy to that pass, or else it would have been an easy layup. Livermore got a hand on it, and then somehow Harpersville still gets the ball back. 6:45 to go in the ball game. Really no doubt as to who's going to win, and there wasn't much doubt from the start, but it certainly is entertaining basketball. This is not mop-up time by any means. More fouls. don't know if the coaches are going to call timeout in this quarter or not. This foul is on Conklin for Groton, her third of the half and of the game. Amanda Frere is back at the line. She has tried free throws in each quarter. 1-1. This one's missed. So it was the first bonus situation. Into the corner. Now it is Preston to Hall. Hall with a looping shot to the basket. No good. Hall with a rebound and another shot. She'll get two at the free throw line now. 22 two-pointers for Harpersville. 4 three-pointers. And 9 for 13 from the foul line, amassing those 65 points. So it's Hall at the line for two. She's got a team-high 10 points. First shot. Oh, take that. I thought it was two shots. It's only one. She misses on the 1-1. So Groton is 7 for 17 from the line. There's a shot and a foul on the other side. Groton will get called for this one. And I think it's Stephanie Preston. And, of course, I'm wrong. It's Kylene Hall. That's only her first foul. So at the line is Marcy Ritter. First shot is good. Harpersville girls getting more support late in the year here from the hometown fans. Ritter missed her first two. She's made her last three. Shot is up. And it is no good. Rebound, Livermore, but she can't finish on the putback. Rebounded by Forehand, and she'll bring the ball up herself. Forehand, the stop and pop, and there's another travel. That's the second time she's had a basket taken away via the travel. And it might be time for me to start looking up Harpersville's top scoring game of the year. And I knew, I had an inkling what it was. There's McElwain missing. Ritter missing on the other side. Ritter was on the right, or McElwain was on the right. Ritter was on the left. They both missed. And I think Marcy Ritter on retaliation committed the foul. Both teams well into the bonus now. I remember the Johnson City first game of the year on Friday, December 2nd. I remember them having a lot of three-pointers. Well, they had 10 three-pointers in that game and beat Johnson City 78-55. And there on the 1-1, Emma Graham swishes for her first and her second shots are good. She's got 7 points, 66-38. Ritter, bounce pass to McElwain, back to Murray for three, off the back of the rim, might have been off the guy wire, but Livermore right there to put it up. She misses, and the rebound by Dorsey. Up ahead to Preston. Preston to stop at the circle. Whoa, pass over the hands of Dorsey, but saved in the possession by Conklin. Nice job, nice hustle. Pick and roll with 11 on the shot clock, back outside. Graham back to the basket. Now she turns around. Frere got a piece of that, and then put up again by Preston, and that misses. Almost down to the five-minute mark. 66-38. Murray down low for Frere. Hit from the side by Jenna Dorsey. And the fouls are mounting for both teams. So in that game, in that Friday, December 2nd game, 78-55, 10 three-pointers. They had a 29-8 first-quarter lead, and that's about what it was here tonight, 29-12. So Frere misses the first of two. Second shot is good. So 8 points for Amanda Frere. Under 5 minutes to play in the game. Groton still playing hard. Give and go. Inside forehand, lost control of it. Picked up by Conklin. And maybe 3 seconds. Yep. No, it's a foul. an illegal screen set by Jenna Dorsey. With 4:40 to go. And it's a comfortable 67-38 lead. Groton with 4 points in this quarter. Harpersville with only one. And starting to wonder when the subbing is going to take place. Looks like Drummond is done for the night. And Frayer shoots from 15. Missed it. Put back by McElwain. Missed it. They...
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we got disconnected there for a little bit, but we got back into the swing of things. Harpersville leading 69-41 and a timeout on the floor, a full timeout. So we'll take another timeout. We'll be right back. We're not disconnected. 3:25 to go, 69-41 Harpersville. Unitico also leads. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, just an update from the Unitigo Moravia game as Esperanza Gutierrez makes her first of two free throws. And that is that Unitigo leads 37-26 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So that's looking good on their end. Harpersville's looking good on its end, and it's a 30-point lead, 71-41. Gutierrez makes both shots, and a 3-point try by Emma Graham, and somebody took a hard crash to the floor. That was number 23, Tiffany James. They ask her if she's all right. She nods her head. These girls from Groton are tough. And a lot of juniors on the lineup for Groton, so they got a lot to look forward to. And a pass goes in to number 11, that's Lauren Murr. She misses the shot. And there may be a foul to go with that. Looks like Holly Henry, number 34, gets called for the foul. So it is 24, Tatiana Sosnowski, 13 is Shelby Medovich, 34 is Holly Henry, 12 is Esperanza Gutierrez. And at the line is number 2, and that's Ashley Keister, who was 0 for 4 in the second quarter, despite having really good form at the line. Takes her time. She's got a whole routine. It is up, and this one is no good, though. Made on a rebound by Hall, missed, and the putback by Emma Graham. She's fouled. So this is going to be a long finish to this game. Henry with another foul. That's 2. So at the line is Emma Graham, who I think made the free throws when my phone was disconnected. I'm not sure 100%. Second shot is up, and this one's good. So she's got unofficially 8 points, 71-43, 3 minutes to go. And traveling is the call against Shelby Medovich. Unitigo will play Harpersville on Saturday. 42-35 is the final score. 42-35. Congratulations, Coach Bonskowski and Unitigo. Back in their winning ways, they get to come down here and play Harpersville. Meanwhile, Madison Paul comes in the ball game to replace, I believe, Sosnowski. Yep. So Medovich will play point guard right now. Good defense by Groton. A steal by forehand. Is she going to finish against Medovich? She goes up strong with the right hand, but misses. And then, oh my, a tackle. Gutierrez hit from behind by Tiffany James as she made the offensive rebound. 2:32 left. 71-43. So we'll see who's staying in for Groton, who's coming out. James is going to come out. That was her fifth, so she has to come out anyway. She finishes with 3 points. So at the line is Gutierrez. Shot is up. No good. All the free throw shot from here on in will be 2 shots, except if you make it and get fouled. And Esperanza makes the second one. She's 3 of 4 from the line. Under 2.5 minutes to go. Hall played a lot tonight. To forehand. Back to Hall. Nice little high-low play. Hall, oh! Undercut. More fouls. More free throws. A lot of free throws in this game for both teams. Kylene Hall has 12 points. I think we're missing one or two free throws. Second shot is good. I will not have accurate numbers for Groton, but that's all right. They're close. A lot of deflections. Oh, there's one to me. I got the basketball. 2:16 left in the game, and a lot of whistles. Boy, last night I was out of the gym by 8:30. Shot from the right baseline, missed by Graham, and I think over the top is going to be called on number 25, Kylie Hall. So that's her second foul. Number 42 is in the game, by the way, Charlie Crispell. Her sister is one of those that was supposed to be on the team, or was on the roster, but did not suit up. At the line is Gutierrez again. Shot is up, and it's no good this time. So Harpersville trying to put the finishing touches on this, but it has sure taken a long time. 2:06 to play, 72-44. Shot is up and good. 4 points for Esperanza. Harpersville going to play some zone to finish up this game. Graham at the top of the key. Lofts the pass into Hall. She's at the elbow. She's going to drive strong to the hoop. It's around the rim and no good. Rebound by forehand. Missed it. And Gutierrez dribbled on the end line. So turns the ball over to Groton. Hancock won tonight against Charlotte Valley, a.k.a. Davenport. And they'll take on the top seed. South Courtright. There's a layup. Nice driving layup by Ruth Ann Forehand. She's got 11 points. 73-46. Decent. I'm telling you, it's a decent offensive total by Groton. Just Harpersville had way too much. And a timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. It's a 30. So we're going to stick around here and remind you that, of course, coming up at the end will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And, of course, Friday night at Unitigo, cannot emphasize this enough, limited amount of tickets. Remember, they changed the bleachers several years ago, and their attendance, while being a safer venue, was reduced by probably 200 seats in those old wooden bleachers. So there's less chance to sit down there. No one will be standing. You must sit, and you must get there early enough. There will be a cutoff on tickets. All right, a minute 23 to go, and Medovich caught in a double team, throws it back near half court, and I think it's going to be over back anyway. Yep, it's going to go against Medovich. Although the other official is saying, wait a minute, Groton might have touched that ball, so it creates a possession arrow in this case, so it'll be Groton's ball anyway. All right, minute 16 to play, 73-46. Harpersville had this one wrapped up very early with a 29-12 first quarter. Three-point shot put up and missed by Graham. Out of bounds off forehand. And I think what the coach is doing, he's making sure all the seniors are on the floor, but there's only two seniors playing for Groton. All right, so looks like some press by Groton. Groton's going to put on a man-to-man press. That'll be interesting. Minute six still to play. And the long pass to Poff. Keeps dribbling. Now it's picked off. And up ahead to forehand. Left-hand layup is good. 13 points for Ruth Ann Forehand. Up the floor comes Madison Paz. She is fouled. 53.4 seconds to go. I'll try to put some totals down here for some players. I think everybody that's done is around the bench is now done. At the line is Paw. Her free throw settles in. So Madison becomes the next person to score. Second shot is also good. So two for two. Harpersville's done a respectable job at the free throw line. Hall in a crowd over to Keister. Shot from the baseline. Oh, if it were only that easy all the time. And the net winds up caught around the rim. So 39 seconds left. Still a Groton press. And a foul. Oh, my goodness. A push called on Charlie Crispell. And I think everybody has played for Groton. It's going to play. It's So at the line will be Shelby Menevich. Can she be the next one to score? She's up and good with that shot. 39 seconds to go. 76. Can they beat their season record of 78? Wow, they're 1 point closer. All right, up the floor comes Ruth Ann Forehand. Lofts a pass to Emma Graham. Graham trying to go through a double team. She stops, kicks it in the corner for Keister from the right side. Not good this time. Rebound by Paul. Now stolen back by Chris Bell. And then a pass ahead to Forehand. So she'll be the leading scorer unless Hall can get one more shot. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Keister. seconds to go. Trying to total all the numbers here as we go. Good thing I'm doing this in pencil. Medovich, double team, passing over. And now in the corner is Gutierrez. Shot blocked by Hall, and that'll do it. That'll do it. 77-52. So Grattan actually, I think, outscores Harpersville over the last 8 minutes. But Harpersville had more than enough cushion, and they win 77-52, and we'll come back to add it all up for you. Hey, 18 points put on the board by Grattan in the last quarter. That's pretty respectable. To 12 for Harpersville, but as I said, the final score or the final victor was decided long before the fourth quarter began. So it will be Unitigo taking on Harpersville as the Spartans win out in Moravia and the Hornets work out at home against Grattan. So stick around. We'll be back with all the totals for you as you're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we're back for the wrap-up here, and I think I got all my numbers. All I have to do is add Harpersville, and that could be because there are so many points to add, it might be a challenge. Let's see, 9 and 11 is 20 and 23 and 12 is 58, and that means they got to be 19 free throws. My goodness, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19. Yeah, I got 19, all right. 15, 25, 27. All right, we got it. Here's our post game on WCDO, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. All right, so 1 point short of their season high. This is their third time in the 70s. And, of course, a week ago against BG, scoring just 36. So they have found their offensive flow once again. And it was really from the start, it was all Harpersville. They had the transition game going very, very well. Grattan did not give up. They played hard the entire game and finished with 52 points. And I'm looking, 52 points is the second most scored, the third most scored against Harpersville this year. 64 by Unadilla Valley in a loss of 75-64. and 78-55 against Stack Power, or I don't know about Power, but Stack Team Johnson City. So interesting correlation there that Groton was able to put the points on the board that they did. All right, so the fun here for Harpersville is who scored what, and this is how it broke down. Miranda Drummond, 16 in the first quarter, 24 by halftime, 28 in the third quarter, and she was done for the night. 28 points, 10 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, and 2 for 2. Unitigo wins tonight. They won by 8. So, and Kurt Ahrensbeck was coming over to let me know that, and I guess he found out too, but we're good to go, right? All right, so 28 points for Miranda Drummond, and I don't think there's any drama. She is going to be our MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner, so that's in the books right there. All right, second high scorer as normal, Savannah Murray with 18 points, including 2 three-pointers. She had 4 in the opening game against Johnson City when they scored their 78 points, and Drummond had 35 in that game, so that's her career high of 35. All right, I got the record there. I'm glad I keep track of this stuff. All right, down the line we go. Madison Paw, 2 for 2 from the free throw line and 2 points. Marcy Ritter with 3 for 6 from the foul line and 3 points. Amanda Freyer with 2 baskets, 6 for 9 from the foul line and 10 points. 2 for Emily McElwain on a basket in the second quarter. Esperanza Gutierrez with 4 for 6 free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. She finishes with 4. Shelby Medovich, 2 for 2, finishing with 2 points in the ball game. Kaylee Livermore with 6 first half points on field goals. Also, Tatiana Sosnowski with a basket for 2. And Holly Henry played but did not score. She did get 2 quick fouls, though. So 23 two-pointers. It seems low, but it's true. 23 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers. That adds up to 58 points. So they needed 19 to make the 77 in my book, and they got 19 for 27. So pretty good free throw shooting. There was a little streak there where they missed a bunch, but finished strong. And in that fourth quarter, in fact, 2, 4, 6, 7 out of 10 in the fourth quarter for the Harpersville substitute, mostly the substitutes in that game, or in that part of the game. All right, for Groton, and this is very unofficial, but Ruth Ann Forehand wound up leading the way with 4 baskets in the fourth quarter. She finishes with 15, 6 field goals, 3 for 5 from the line. 14 for Kylene Hall. She was 4 for 5 from the foul line. 5 field goals and a bunch of blocks. After that, it was Ashley Keister, 2 baskets, 1 for 6 from the line for 5. Emma Graham, the only 3-pointer for Groton, 1 2-pointer, 1 3-pointer, 3 for 6 from the line. That adds up to 8. Jenna Dorsey with a basket for 2. Tiffany James, a basket and free throw in the first quarter. She finishes with those 3 points. Stephanie Preston had 2 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line for 5 points. 18 2-pointers for the Groton Lady Indians, just a 1 3-pointer. They were 13 for 26 from the foul line and finished with 52 points. All right, so to recap real quick, in Class D, Hancock was able to win tonight. They defeated Charlotte Valley, and let's get the score of that game to make it official. All right, the score at Hancock, or at Davenport, was 48-39. The score on the Unitigo game was 42-35 in favor of Unitigo. And every update Matt Hapley gave me, and he gave me a bunch, Unitigo led each and every time. So congratulations there. Do not know how Bainbridge Guilford made out. Do not know how Sydney made out. I know that on Saturday we'll be here. It could be an afternoon game. It could be a night game. It all depends on Dave Groover and Matt Hapley, what they want to do as far as a gentleman's and athletic director's agreement. If it's an afternoon game, I'll be down here for that. If it's a night game, I'll be down here for that as well on Saturday night. And that'll be a 7 o'clock start. It's penciled in at 7. It could be an earlier game, 2, 2.30, 3, something like that. Friday night, obviously going to be in Unitigo as the Spartans, the second seed, taking on the number 7 seed, Sydney Warriors, and everybody knows those teams are a little more closely matched than that. Unitigo's won the first 2 games. Can they cap it off in Unitigo? All I know is if you're going to go to that game, you got to get there early, you got to pay your ticket, and you got to you won't be moving anywhere. You'll be sitting next to two people that you better get to know real well, because it is going to be a full house, and they will have capacity crowd, and once they have capacity crowd, no one will be admitted into the gym. There will be no standing room only this year in this game. All right? So you have been warned many, many times, and I think Joe and Craig and Rob and everybody will remind you of that for the rest of the week. So, boy, another exciting offensive output by Harpersville. They win tonight 77-52, and I did not name the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. All right. Well, let's see. Looking there, looking there, looking there, looking there, looking there, and looking back at the other day. So let's spread the wealth a little more. We're going to go with Kaylee Livermore with the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. I think she won it the first game we came down here, and Miranda won the offense. We're going to duplicate that tonight. Kaylee Livermore for Harpersville with the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Miranda Drummond with a game high 28 points wins the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. All right, no interviews tonight, but maybe on Friday night, Saturday night, you never know. So stay healthy the rest of the week. I'll catch you on Friday night at 6:45, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, when it is going to be Sydney and Unitigo Class C Boys Section 4 quarterfinals from Unitigo. Until then, Harpersville 77, Groton 52. They advance again to the Section 4 Class C quarterfinals, and we'll play Unitigo on Saturday, and we'll have that game for you live as well. Give this about a half hour if you're traveling. You want to get home, want to listen to what happened, especially that exciting first quarter. It'll upload in about half an hour on WCDLradio.com. Click on the Sports tab, and then Sports On Demand. Choose the game, and it'll probably be right at the top for you. And it'll be fresh and ready to go, thanks to Joe Gardner. My thanks to Joe Gardner for running the show and letting me know I did get disconnected tonight, but we were back on fairly quickly. All right, so for WCDL Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey again, wishing you all a good night.